This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And first and foremost, dear listeners, thank you for all your support during our year-end financial campaign. And remember, there's never a bad day to support KXCI Community Radio. So what's up with me? Well, I'm planning a backpack for March or April of 2020, depending on permit availability. And I want to walk you through why I'm planning this particular trip. This is a trip that it has some of the most fulfilling aspects of the Grand Canyon to me over a period of 7 days and six nights. So let's get started with day one today. We're going to head down the Hermit Trail at the west end of the road along the rim at Hermit's Rest. But we're not going to stay on the Hermit Trail for very long, not much more than a mile and a half, before we'll take a turn to the left, that would be west, on the Dripping Springs Trail. Now, before we get to that turn, while still in the Coconino Sandstone, we're going to look for some footprints. These are footprints of pre-dinosaur lizards. And some are larger than your hand, and some are no bigger than a sparrow's foot. As you come down through the riprap of the Coconino Sandstone, look on the uphill side as you come to switchbacks, and they should be fairly easy to spot if you're really looking for them, toward the bottom two-thirds of the Coconino Sandstone. But now we're headed west on the Dripping Springs Trail, which only goes about a mile and a half, contouring above the Supai Formation at the base of the Hermit Shale. Oh, look for fossil ferns on this stretch in the shale. And go up into the alcove, past the turn to the Boucher Trail, which will go off to your right. Go up into the alcove where the spring drips from the ceiling of the overhang for lunch. What a marvelous spot, Dripping Springs. And the hermit, Louis Boucher, had a camp here at one time. After lunch, fill up your water, because you're not going to see water until probably noon tomorrow. Come back a quarter mile to the Boucher Trail turn. The Boucher Trail for this stretch will be a contour, gently rolling for about 2.5 to 3 miles out to Yuma Point. And that's where we'll spend the evening on Yuma Point and look for evidence of Louis Aiken's painting. Go to the KXCI website for a connection to more information about Louis Aiken and his painting that was done at Yuma Point. Let's spend the night, and next week we'll head further down the Boucher Trail. Looking forward to seeing you planning a trip of a lifetime. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.